TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and partner events. This episode features performance artist Marina Abramović. This talk contains powerful visuals. Download the video at TED.com. Here's Marina Abramović.
Now, let's go back in time. It's 1974. There is the gallery somewhere in the world. And there is a young girl, age 23, standing in the middle of the space. In the front of her is a table. On the table, there are 76 objects for pleasure and for the pain. Some of objects are a glass of water, a coat, a shoe, a rose, but also the knife, the razor blade, the hammer, and the pistol with one bullet. There is instructions which says, I'm an object. You can use everything on the table on me. I'm taking all responsibility, even killing me. And the time is 6 hours. The beginning of this performance was easy. People will give me a glass of water to drink. They give me a rose. But after, very soon, there was a man take the scissor and cut my clothes. And then they will take the thorns of the rose and stick in my stomach. Somebody take a razor blade and cut my neck and drink the blood. And I still have the scarf. The women will tell the man what to do. And the man didn't rape me because it was just a normal opening and there was art public and they're with their wives. They carry me around and put on the table and put a knife between my legs. And somebody took the pistol and put a bullet and put against my temple. And another person take the pistol and they start fight. And after 6 hours was finished, I start walking towards the public. I was a mess. I was half naked. I was full of blood and tears was running in my face. And everybody escaped. They just ran away. They could not confront myself with myself as a normal human being. And then what happened is I went to the hotel. It was at 2 in the morning. And I looked myself in the mirror. And I had a piece of gray hair. All right, please take your blindfolds. Welcome to the performance world. First of all, let's explain what is the performance. So many artists, so many different explanations, but my explanation of performance is very simple. Performance is mental and physical construction that performer make in a specific time, in a space, in the front of audience. And then energy dialogue happen. The audience and the performer make the piece together. And the difference between performance and theater is huge. In the theater, the knife is not a knife, and the blood is just ketchup. In the performance, the blood is the material, and the razor blade or knife is the tool. It's all about being there in the real time. And you can't rehearse performance because you can't do many of these times things twice, ever. Which is very important, the performance is, you know, all the human beings are always afraid for very simple things. We are afraid of suffering, we are afraid of pain, we are afraid of mortality. So what I'm doing, I'm staging this kind of fears in the front of audience. I'm using your energy. And with this energy, I can go and push my body as far as I can. And then I liberate myself from these fears. And I'm your mirror. If I can do this for myself, you can do for you. after Belgrade, where I was born, I went to Amsterdam. And, you know, I've been doing performances since last 40 years. And here I met Ulay, and he was the person I actually fall in love. And we made for 12 years performance together. You know, the knife and the pistols and the bullets, I exchange into love and trust. So to do this kind of work, you have to trust the person completely. Because this arrow is pointing my heart. So heart is beating and adrenaline is rushing and so on. It's about trust. It's about total trust to another human being. Our relationship was 12 years, and we work on so many subjects about male and female energy, and as every relation comes to an end, ours went too. We didn't make phone calls like a normal human being do and say, you know, this is over. We walked Great Wall of China to say goodbye. I start from the Yellow Sea, and he start from the Gobi Desert. We walk, each of us, 3 months, 2,500 kilometers. It was the mountains, it was difficult, it was climbing, it was ruins, it was, you know, going through the 12 Chinese provinces. This was before China was open, in 87. And we succeed to meet in the middle to say goodbye. And then our relationship stopped. And now I completely change the way how I see the public. And one very important piece I made in those days, it was Balkan Baroque. And this was the time of the Balkan Wars. And I wanted to create some very strong, charismatic image, something that can serve for any war, any time, because Balkan War now is finished, but there's always some war somewhere. So here I'm washing 2,500 big cow bloody bones. You can't wash the blood. You never can wash shame for the wars. So I'm washing these 6 hours, 6 days, and worms are coming on these bones and become impossible, an unbearable smell. But then something stays in the memory. I want to show you the one who really changed my life. And this was the performance in MoMA, which just recently I made. This performance, when I say to the curator, I was just going to sit at the chair, and there will be empty chair in the front, and anybody from the public can come and sit as long as they want. The curator said to me, that's ridiculous. You know, this is New York. This chair will be empty. Nobody have time to sit in the front of you. But I sit 3 months, and I sit every day 8 hours, the opening of the museum, and 10 hours on Friday when the museum is open, 10 hours, and I never move, and I remove the table, and I'm still sitting. And this changed everything. This performance, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, will nothing happen. But the need of people to actually experience something different. The public was not anymore the group. Relation was one-to-one. I was watching these people. They would come and sit in front of me, but they have to wait for an hour, hours and hours to get to this position. And finally, they sit. And what happened? They are observed by other people. They are photographed. They are filmed by the camera. They are observed by me. And they are nowhere to escape except in themselves. And that makes a difference. There was so much pain and loneliness. There's so much incredible things when you look in somebody else's eyes. Because in the gaze, without total stranger, that you never even say one word, everything happened. And I understood when I stood up from that chair after 3 months, I'm not the same anymore. And I understood that I have a very strong mission, that I have to communicate this experience to everybody. And this is how, for me, was born the idea to have Institute of Immaterial Performing Arts. Because thinking about immateriality, performance is time-based art. It's not like a painting. You have the painting on the wall, and next day is there. Performance, if you are missing it, you only have the memory or the story of somebody else telling you, but you actually miss all thing. So you have to be there. And in my point, if you talk about immaterial art, music is the highest, absolutely highest art of all, because it's the most immaterial. And then after this is performance, and then everything else. It's my subjective way. This institute is going to happen in Hudson, upstate New York. And we are trying to build with Rem Koolhaas idea. And it's very simple. If you want to get experience, you have to give me your time. You have to sign the contract before you enter the building that you will spend there full 6 hours. You have to give me your word of honor. It's something so old-fashioned. But if you don't respect your own word of honor and you leave before, that's not my problem. But this is 6 hours, the experience. And then after you finish, you get certificate of accomplishment. So get home and frame it if you want. This is orientation hall. The public come in, and the first thing you have to do is to dress lab coats. It's this importance of stepping from being just a viewer into experimenter. And then you go to the YouTube lockers and you put your watch, your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, and everything digital and electronic. And you are getting free time for yourself for the first time. Because there's nothing wrong with technology. It's wrong our approach to technology. We are losing every time we have for ourselves. This is the institute to actually give you back this time. So what you do here, first you start slow walking. You start slowing down. You're going back to simplicity. After slowing walking, you're going to learn how to drink water. Very simple. Drinking water for maybe half an hour. After this, you're going to the magnet chamber, which you're going to create some magnet streams on your body. Then after this, you go to crystal chamber. After crystal chamber, you go to eye gazing chamber. After eye gazing chamber, you go to chamber that you are lying down. So it's the three basic positions of human body, sitting, standing, lying, and slow walking. And then the sound chamber. And then after you saw all this and prepare yourself mentally and physically, then you are ready to see something long duration, like in immaterial art. Can be music, can be opera, can be theater piece, can be film, can be video, dance. You go to the long durational chairs because now you're comfortable. And in long durational chairs, you're transported to the big place where you're going to see the work. And if you fall in sleep, which is very possible because it's been a long day, you're going to transported to the parking lot. And, you know, sleeping is very important. In sleeping, you're still receiving art. So in the parking lot, you stay for a certain amount of time. And then after this, you just, you know, go back, see more of the things you like to see, or go home with your own certificate. So this institute is, right now, is virtual. Right now, I am just making my institute in Brazil, then it's going to be in Australia, then it's coming to here, to Canada, and everywhere. And this is to experience kind of simple method, how you go back to simplicity in your own life. Counting rice will be another thing. You know, if you count rice, you can't make life too. How to count rice 6 hours? It's incredibly important. You know, you go through this whole range of being bored, being angry, being completely frustrated, can't finish the amount of rice you're counting, and then this unbelievable amount of peace you're getting with satisfying work is finished, or counting sand in the desert, or having the sound isolated situation, that you have headphones, that you don't hear anything, and you're just there together without sound, with the people experiencing silence, just a simple silence. We are always doing things we like in our life. And this is why you are not changing. When you do things in life, it's just nothing happened if you always do things the same way. But what my method is to do things I'm afraid of, the things I fear, the things I don't know, to go to territory that nobody ever been. And then also to include the failure. I think failure is important because if you experiment, you can fail. If you don't go into that area and you don't fail, you are actually repeating yourself over and over again. And I think that the human being right now needs a change. And the only change to be made is a personal level change. You have to make a change on yourself because the only way to change consciousness and to change the world around us is to start with yourself. It's so easy to criticize how different the things in the world and they're not right. And this, the governments are corrupted and is hunger in the world and is a wars and killing. But what we do on the personal level, what is our contribution to this whole thing? Can you turn to your neighbor, the one you don't know, and look at them 2 full minutes in the eyes right now? I'm asking 2 minutes of your time. That's so little. Read slowly. Don't try to blink. Don't be self-conscious. Be relaxed. And just look complete stranger in your eyes, in his eyes. Thank you for trusting me.
That was Marina Abramović, recorded at TED 2015 in Vancouver, British Columbia, March 2015. For more information on TED, visit TED.com.